City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. Candidate list for City Council District 16. Vanessa L. Gibson, Democratic. Carlos M. Sierra, Independents. Walter L. Newsom, Jobs and Education. The following City Council District 16 candidate did not submit a profile for the voter guide. Benjamin Eggleston, Republican, Conservative.
Vanessa L. Gibson, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Member of the New York State Assembly, 77th District, Bronx County. Elected in a special election in June 2009.
Previous occupations.
Intern, legislative aide, district office manager for former Assemblywoman Aurelia Green.
Education.
Master's in Public Administration, CUNY Baruch College. Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, SUNY Albany.
Organizational affiliation.
Female District Leader, 77th District. Member, Bronx Democratic County Committee. Executive Member, Bronx Unity Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
Not applicable.
What is the most important issue in Council District 16 you would address if elected?
Jobs. Economic development which creates employment opportunities to strengthen families and provide long-term sustainability. The Bronx continues to experience high unemployment, and I am committed to supporting projects that provide jobs that pay union and prevailing wages so men and women can afford to live and take care of their families.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Education is the gateway to the future and will allow our youth to be the successful leaders they deserve to be. Early education, full-day pre-kindergarten, daycare, mentoring programs, after-school, recreational programs, and a refocus on trades and vocational instruction all serve as major components to provide academic enrichment for our school children. Housing is a right and not a luxury, and I am committed to supporting incentives and creative approaches to promote affordable housing for homeless families, domestic violence victims, seniors, youth aging out of foster care, and disabled veterans, to name a few.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
While being a legislator for 4 years, I have over 10 years of experience in state government, which I believe will be an asset in the City Council. The growth I have experienced as a policymaker and working with colleagues, advocates, educators, labor leaders, clergy, and constituents on issues of mutual concern is an opportunity to continue to serve in the best interest of my constituents as a member of the City Council.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Carlos M. Sierra, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Carlos Sierra works for the City University of New York Citizenship Now as a community liaison.
Previous occupations.
Carlos has worked several jobs in order to make ends meet, from cab driver to grocery store clerk to bike courier.
Education.
Due to financial circumstances, Carlos Sierra was forced to drop out of high school. He earned his GED from the Job Corps, followed by an associate's from CUNY Bronx Community College in 2003, and a bachelor's from CUNY Lehman in 2006.
Organizational affiliations.
Carlos is a member of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, a member of the Dominican American National Roundtable, and president of the Education Council for League of United Latin Citizens.
Prior public experience.
Carlos was elected chair of the University Student Senate at the University Student Senate of the City University of New York in 2005 and became a member of the CUNY Board of Trustees. He was appointed to Community Board 4 in 2008. Prior to that, he was chair of the Department of Youth and Community Development Board 4.
What is the most important issue in Council District 16 you would address if elected?
Education. Many of our schools are constantly threatened with closures and loss of funding. We cannot afford to play politics with the future of our community, which is our children. My goal is to improve and expand public education options in the district.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Housing, good-paying jobs, and safety. Working families have enough stress to deal with, and we must improve and expand housing options for all residents, from young families to senior citizens. It is a top priority for me to bring good-paying jobs to the district. Minimum wage will not cut it. Safety starts with better police-community relations.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am from the people and for the people. I have been dealing with all of the issues which my neighbors deal with. We are in this together, and I understand that very well. I want a better future for my family and all the families and individuals of the 16th District.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Walter L. Newsom. Party enrolled in. Democratic. Current occupation. Community organizer. Previous occupations. Project manager, Wilson, Elser, Moskowitz, Edelman, and Dicker. Special projects coordinator, Office of the District Attorney, Bronx County. Paralegal, Office of the District Attorney, Bronx County. Paralegal, Law Office of Michael Doyle. Education. Concordia College, B.S., Business Administration. Touro College, J.D., Corporate Law. Organizational affiliations. NAACP Award Recipient. American Bar Association, Member. Miss Bronx Pageant, Executive Director. The Bronx Sharks Athletic Club, Founder. Democratic National Committee, Member. Convent Avenue Baptist Church, Member. Prior public experience. Bronx County Democratic Committee. What is the most important issue in Council District 16 you would address if elected? We all desire to live in a clean, safe, and peaceful community. The size of our district requires that our residents and law enforcement have the tools and technology needed to maintain quality of life. We must also be willing to be socially responsible to ourselves and neighbors. Throughout our community, we hear the same things: more opportunities for our youth. The Bronx is on its way to becoming the green leader in New York City, with many firsts. I have ideas to reduce our carbon footprint and make the 16th District sustainable, all while providing jobs and entrepreneurial opportunities for our residents. What other important issues would you address if elected? Improved use of community and park space to best suit our needs. A different approach to communication with the district's NYPD commanders and residents. Introduction of Team NYCHA and Multiple Family Building Initiative, which is currently documenting conditions, repair requests. Security and quality of life issues throughout the district. Bring back midnight basketball and alternative recreation centers throughout the district. Improve social services and resource access to everyone, especially the homeless, seniors, and the disabled. What makes you the best candidate for this office? Your issues are my issues. A healthy community benefits from participation, shared ideas, respect, and home pride. Our district finds itself at a crossroads. We can maintain the status quo, or we can seize the opportunity to make bold changes with a fresh vision that ensures our prosperity. Participating in the campaign finance program.